Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mark McCulley, Chief Executive Officer of the Angus Association. Back with Mark in just a moment.
The news on flavored e-cigs talks a lot about technology and teen use. But parents need to know more about the dangers of nicotine. So know this. 1. Nicotine is a toxic poison that can rewire teens' brains. 2. It can increase mood swings. 3. It can limit attention and learning. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Wanted to circle back around to a conversation that we had during the early part of Cattlemen's Congress with the Chief Executive Officer of the American Angus Association, Mark McCulley, as we discussed with him what's out there ahead here in 2022 and beyond for the Angus business and for beef cattle producers.
What's 2022 going to look like, you think?
Gosh, I wish we knew, right? We kind of stopped predicting, COVID's thrown. It was the great changer here of the last few years, and it taught us to be nimble, and it taught us to be flexible. I'm incredibly optimistic. I have been through all of this. I mean, we see our product in high demand. I think, honestly, if you look out on the horizon, I see some pretty good times in the cattle market. Now we've got a lot of inflation coming on the cost side of things, so we got to always keep that in mind. But I think it's going to get really good. I think we're just very optimistic on Mother Nature's going to have to cooperate as always. I'd like to think we're getting through some of the worst of the pandemic, and we're kind of figuring out that it is what it is, and we're going to continue on. We'll see food service get fully recovered, which I think will also add to our demand picture. I hope we can get back to where our export markets are as robust as they can be. I just think the tools that cattlemen have today, the genetics that they have access to, I think really allows them to be in position to take advantage of I think some pretty good times ahead.
One of the things that you've been able to do in the last few years, and you've had some of them even stretched back further than that, but you've got some programs that really help the commercial operators that use Angus genetics.
Yeah, that's been a big focus of ours over the last few years. Our program called Angus Link, which is a feeder calf marketing program, really allowing a commercial guy that's using registered Angus bulls to capture the value of that investment they're making. They're putting better genetics into their cow herd, and so what Angus Link does is allows them to document those genetics, document the value in those calves, and then provides them a more exposure when they get ready to sell those calves, and we've seen those calves bring in on average $8 to $9 a hundredweight premium just for being Angus sired, and so some very real dollars that program is bringing and putting right back into commercial cattlemen's pockets.
How do you put together those tools, those things that you've talked about that are resources for the beef cattle industry? How do you utilize them, or how you tweak them to continue to be relevant in the years to come?
I think it's just always, we try to let the science guide what those tools need to look like, and making sure that they're not, that they do deliver on what they're supposed to predict and how they're supposed to describe genetic merit or help capture value in a marketing program or whatever those things are. So it's letting the science guide those. It's listening to our breeders and to our commercial cattlemen that are using the tools, and how do we make them better? There's no probably finish line on some of this. It's always about, how do we make them better? But really, I go back to let the science and let the data guide our decisions, and that's proven to be a pretty effective process up to this point.
CEO of the American Angus Association, Mark McCulley, saying genomics plus certified Angus beef should help those in the Angus business with a leg up in 2022. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022, at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.